would have been the size of an egg, then boy sukkah. Then the din is he would have to eat it inside the sukkah. Now the question is, if you want to tell me like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that our Mishnah says the shear of a kesevus of a date is a bigger size than the size of an egg, so then the mice in the Mishnah sukkah is very shver. When they gay or bezoi hashtosh te kesevus, b'loi garinun, loi heavy kibetzum, or bezoi ha, what's the pshan the mice in Rabbi Gamliel? That they gave Rabbi Gamliel teat two kesevuses, two dates. And it says there that even though we told him to bring it up to the sukkah, he'll eat it in the sukkah, but not because the Allah is Yimachuyiv teat it there, but just he wanted to be machmer on himself. He wanted to be strict. But a normal person does not have to eat it in the sukkah. So what do you see? You see the size of two dates is not even the size of an egg. Because we just saw from Reb Tzadik here that if you would eat the size of an egg, you have to eat in the sukkah. So according to Yehuda, it doesn't come out. As Maskasha, hash, tishtei, kosevus, b'loi garinun. We have a kibetza. Here we see from the Maisa, Rav Gamliel, that the size of two dates, true, maybe it's without the pits, is not the same size of an egg, of a zoi kosevus, hagasa, karinosa. I feel you want to say how Mishnah means a big date with its pit inside it. Of a mehevi yisera mekibetza, could it be bigger than two regular dates? It could be bigger than an egg. How could that be? So of course a kasha in Rav Yehuda. So Mar says no. Omer Rav Yirmiyah in no, it's not a kasha. It could be like that. I'll tell you shtei koisevus v'loi gerinoson. The meister with Rav Yochanan there, they gave him two dates to eat, and they took out the pits. Is lehevi kibetza? That's taka less than the size of an egg. Therefore meikra din he was potter. He did not have to eat it in the sukkah. The reason why he went up to the sukkah was only because he was machmer on himself. Mashenka, but I can still tell you that kosev es hagasa kirinoso, but like in our mission here in Yom Kippur, if you take the size of a big date with its pit, I can tell you heavy yisera mikabetsim. It's taka bigger than an egg. And it's like a Yehuda. And Amar Rapopek says that hainu the yarmi inshe. This is the way people talk. This is a statement that people say. That trei kava de tamri. If somebody has two kabim, like two buckets, a measurement, two kabs full of dates, you should know, chad kaba de kishaisa v'sorach. If you're going to take just the pits out of these dates, you're going to have a complete kab full of the pits and a little bit more. So you see, the pit of the date is bigger than the date itself. Because if you have the dates of two kabim of dates with its pit inside, if you'll take the pits outside the date, you're going to have a little bit more than one kab. So you see, the pits alone is bigger than the date itself. So you're also the same shot. If you have two dates without its pit, and a chanami without its pit, it's smaller than the size of an egg. But when you have a big date with its pit inside it, that's bigger than an egg. Like Rashi says, the sorach means, yesh ben kav garinin v'yoser. There'll be a little bit more than one kav of the pits. Alma we see hagarin yoser min hakasevis. That the pit of the date could be bigger, a bigger size than the date. The sorach lashon oidich. Sorach always lashon oidich, left over. So the kids, the Gemara says here that it's possible to say that the pits are bigger than the date itself. Therefore, it's good. It's not a kashan of Yehuda that a date and a pit is bigger than an egg. But two dates are smaller than an egg. According to this Gemara, you see though that a date, the pits could be bigger than the dates. Now this is really where the Mefarshim answer we spoke about before. Rashi learns the first suffix in the Gemara. What's the size of a date? Does it mean the size of a date with its pit? Or does it mean the size of a date without its pit? Like Rashi said, either one is a suffix. Does it mean the date alone? Or does it mean the pit alone? Each one by itself is a suffix. Now, Tois we spoke about didn't like that shot. Because Tois asked, how could you say a suffix? The Mishnah maybe means either the size of the date or the size of the pit. Tois says, well, take a look and see which one is smaller. If the date is smaller, so that's l'chumra. So just say in the Mishnah, whoever eats the size of a date is chayiv on Yom Kippur. Or else if you're going to tell me the pit is smaller, so the Mishnah just should have said, whoever eats the size of a pit of a date on Yom Kippur is chayiv. Like why does the Mishnah have to say both of them for according to Rashi? And Mefarsha answer like this Gemara here, that the different places, certain places I tell you the date itself is bigger than the pit. And certain places it could be that the pit is bigger than the date itself. Therefore, it's very good what a suffix in the Gemara was. Maybe when the Mishnah is saying, if you eat the size, avada means a smaller size. But in certain places, it could be the size of the date itself is smaller. And in certain places, it could be the size of the pit is smaller. So that was a suffix in the Gemara before. But I call upon him, so far we don't have a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. It could be that the size of a date, a big date with its pit, maybe could be bigger than the size of an egg. We'll soon see, we don't hold like this. Rosh is weiter. Rov Omar, Rov says another teretz. Als to answer Rabbi Yehuda, that it could be again a koiseves is bigger than an egg. So the question was that according by Rabbi Yechanan, when they gave him teat, two koiseves, two dates, how come, by Rav Gamliel, how come he said the only reason why he's eating in a sukkah is the chumrah, but really is potter? Aye, the question is, two dates is bigger than the size of an egg. The teretz is, hosam hain atayim mishum devilei peri. It's all it was just fruit. And peris, even if you eat a lot of fruit, even if you eat more than the egg, they're potter from a sukkah. So that's why when they gave him the size of, they gave him two dates, teat, even though two dates is bigger than an egg, but since peris are potter from a sukkah, the only reason why he went up teat them was because it was machmor on himself. For the Gemara Meisav, I have a kasha in Yerova. I have a kasha that I'll say not like that, that fruits is mechuyiv, you have a chiyiv teat in the sukkah. And Omar Rebbe said, "Kesheyinu loimdim Torah to Rebbe Lezer ben Shmua. When I used to go to learn Torah by Rebbe Lezer ben Shmua, as heviyu lefonenu, they brought in front of us teinim, figs, vanovim and grapes. V'yachalnum, and we ate them. Achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. We ate, and achilas arai means a temporary eating. In other words, less than the shear of an egg. We ate. We're outside the sukkah. So tadiyik achilas arai in." When are you allowed to eat this fruit outside the sukkah? Only because you ate it temporarily. You only ate an achilas arai, less than an egg. By a shank and achilas kva, mashm, if you eat it, a permanent suda. In other words, if you would eat this, the size of an egg, a worth of fruit, loy, then you would have a chiyuv tid in the sukkah. So we see here that even fruit, you have a chiyuv tid in the sukkah. Samara says no. Eimo achalnam ki achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. What meant to say is we ate these fruit outside the sukkah like an achilas arai. In other words, really these fruits we ate a lot. We ate more than egg, more than achilas arai. We ate achilas kva. But we ate the achilas kva of fruits outside the sukkah like an achilas arai of something else that you have a chiyuv teat in the sukkah. Like an achilas arai of bread, let's say. In other words, just like by bread, you're allowed to eat the size less than an egg of bread outside the sukkah. So then we ate these pears, even though we ate a lot of the pears, like you could eat an achilas of bread, arai, outside the sukkah. But really, it could be fruits are potter from the sukkah. You're allowed to eat them outside the sukkah. The boy is saying, another terrace is like this. What did he mean to say? What did Rabbi say? We ate the peiris. Ochalnom achilas kva. We ate the fruits a lot, even more than the size of an egg. We ate an achilas kva worth of fruit. Abaviachalnom pas achilas arai badayu. But we also ate bread with the fruit. Chutz l'sukkah, outside the sukkah. Now, how are you allowed to eat bread on sukkahs outside the sukkah? Only because it was nachilas arai. Because I ate less than the size of an egg worth of bread. So if you eat the size less of an egg, that's called nachilas arai, you're potter from the sukkah. So it could be there's no kashi yet. So the world lema mesayle. Now, Adarab, I'll bring you a raya. I'll bring you a raya that fruit, you do not have a chiyuv to eat fruit in the sukkah on sukkahs. Because it says, Lefikach im hishlam b'mina tagima yotza. If you finish off your meals with mina tagima, which chur means something like fish or like meat or like mezainos, then you makayim your sudas. So Rashi brings down this like a Gemara in Sukkah that says, Yudalid sudas shodim chayav lechol b'sukkah divri abeleza, b'mesechta Sukkah. We have less a sheet there is in the Masechta Sukkah that on Sukkah you have to have two meals every day. So altogether you have to eat 14 sudas, 14 meals. Let's say you skip the meal, you're allowed to make up with it eating mine tagima. Like we said, Rashi, lifton, I mean something eat with the bread, either fish or meat, something eat with the meat, with the bread. But now, vi sakla daitchif, you're going to tell me that peri boy is sukkah when you want to eat fruit on sukkahs. You have to eat the fruit inside the sukkah also. So listen, peris. Why doesn't it say also you can make up the suda by eating peris? There's anything that you have a chiyuv to eat inside the sukkah. If you eat it in the sukkah, you're making this mitzvah. And the Gemara, no, maybe there's no raya from here. My neil tagima peris. Maybe in a chanami. That peris is included in tagima. Because you want to bring a raya. Since it doesn't say fruit, it's a raya that fruits are potter from the sukkah. Therefore, if you eat fruit in the sukkah, you can't tell me you're mekayim your mitzvah of eating the suda there. Because the suda only means something that you have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. But fruit, you're potter from eating in the sukkah. Gemara says, no, maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe mina takim here also means fruits. And enoch nami, maybe you have a chiyuv to eat fruit in the sukkah. Like if you eat more than the size of an egg worth of fruit, you would have to eat it in the sukkah maybe. So when it says that according to Rebbe Lezer, you have to have your 14 sudas. If you're missing one, you can make up with it with mina takima, enoch nami, maybe takad also means with fruit also. If you boy same with though, another Teretz says no, that ba'aswad l'shchichi peri, avada takima does not mean fruit. Takima means fish, something like that, or meat. But maybe you don't have a raya that fruit is potter from a sukkah. Maybe you have to eat your fruits in the sukkah if you eat more than an egg. Now the reason why it only says mina tagimah, doesn't say fruit, because we're talking about in a place ba'asod l'shichi peri, and a place where you do not have fruits there. But then nechnami, fruits are not included in mina tagimah. So therefore, Tosfos speaks out that by shalosh sudas, we know on Shabbos you have a chiyuv to eat three sudas. So first Tosfos wants to say that you cannot be yotzei even shalosh sudas with mina tagima, not even with fish or with meat, but you would have to wash, have to have lechem. And Tosfos says, why midichsib tlosa zimnim hayoyim gabe mon shubamokim pas? Because in the pashas of mon, it says three times the word hayoyim. So we dash that on Shabbos, you have to have three sudas. And since we know pas is zeche for the mon, you have to have three meals of bread. That's Tosfos shita. So the chachila, you should have to wash and have bread by shalosh sudas. And the Tosfos once say, if you feel we have the amina the nafik begimul sudais the mina tagima, I feel you want to say you could be mekayim the sudis with mina tagima, aber kumoy gabi sukkah mikomokim beperu la nafka le mahani nami besukkah. But fruits for sure you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah shalashudis. That's toy tashitam that lechatchila you have to wash, and if you can't wash you could be yitz with mina tagima, which means like fish or like meat, but not with fruit. However, the lochitz brought down, the Mechaber rings down in the Siman Reis Tzad Galif, that Tzorach Lasseis Bepas, that Metchila you have to have Shalosh Shudas even with bread. That's the best thing. The Yeshayim some say, Shiyochel Lasseis B'chol Minei Hasuya Me'echa Me'chamesha Saminim. You could be Yotze from like cake, you could be Yotze. Shalosh Shudas. The Yeshayim some say, Shiyochel Lasseis B'dvor Malafna Bepas Kibos of a Dogim. That you could be Yotze Shalosh Shudas with just fish or else with meat. Then Yeshayim, some said that filo beperis yochel asoyis. Even with fruit, you could be yotze shalashudis. But the svara is showing ikur shesorach asoyis of a pas. But the ikur is you have to have pas. Like a tchilu, you should have bread, you should have wash, even for the third suda of Shabbos. Yeah. Now the Gemara goes on that Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid said no. You should know koyseves hagasa shomru is chasera mikabetsa. That's how we hold lalochem. That the size of a date of Al Mishnah is less than the size of an egg. In other words, there are like three shiurim. There's the size of a kezayis, size of an aleph. Then you have the size of a kesevis, agas, the size of a date. And then the biggest shiur is the size of an egg. As if you chayef for Yom Kippur, it's enough if you eat just the size of a kesevis, agas, you're chayef kurs. The Tanan, Azud brings a raya that we learned like this. Be'eshamay yomim, be'eshamay says, Sa'or be'kezayis, v'yachomis be'kesevis. These halacha, the Gemara brings down the beginning of Beya, that's talking about the lava by your roll, by your mutzah of chometz in your house on Pesach. That on Pesach you're not allowed to have chometz in your house, even without eating it. There's the lava of by your roll, by your mutzah. So the Shammai says, sor b'kezayis. If you have sourdough in your house, you're chayim just for the shear of a kezayis, you're chayim by your roll, by your mutzah. Mashenkin chometz, if you have some real bread in your house, then b'kezayis. You're only chayim by your roll, by your mutzah, if you have the size of a date. Vavinim bo my time of the Beishamai, and we ask the question, what's the reason of Beishamai? Like Beis Hillel says, there's no difference. Beis Hillel holds whether it's or sourdough or whether it's regular chametz bread already, it's the same size. If you have a kezayis in your house, you chayiv by your motzei. Now, what's pshat in Beishamai that it makes a difference between the sourdough, the shiris kezayis, and chametz, the shiris kezevis? Sumor says because nichtav rachmona chametz v'loy bo yisor. The Pchitz, according to Beis Shammai, has an Ashkasha Shver. What does the Torah say two times, Chometz and Sor with Bayiro Bayimotzei? Really, the Torah could have just said Chometz with Bayiro Bayimotzei. And I don't need the Torah to say a second time by Sor by Salvado. The Anomir and I would say, Uma Chometz, Ma Duch by Chometz, Shein Chemutze Kosha. Chometz itself, the Chometz Shaboy, the Yeast Shaboy, is not so strong. is also the kezayis. If you have the kezayis of this in your house, you roll with the lava by your roy by your motzei. Or if you have sourdough, shechimutze kosher, that it's very hard, it's chimutz alone. In other words, if you take a piece of sourdough and throw it into the dough, it'll make it rise, or cause the other one to rise to become chametz. That's a svar, it's harder than chametz. Is la kol shrein, like isn't it for sure that if you have the kezayis in your house, you'll be over the lava by your roy by your motzei? So why does the Torah have to write both separately, that there's a by your roy by your motzei for sour and for chametz? So Beshami holds, since the Torah separated them and said it separately, to teach us, the size of one is not the same size as the other one. So in other words, sour bekezayis, sour that's the more chomedical one, it's more strict because this is sourdough that could make other doughs become chomets. Therefore, the shear to be chayi for is only bekezayis. For chomets bekezayis. Mashenk and regular bread is not so chomer. There, according to Meshama, you only chayi by roll by motzei if you have the size of a kesevis of a date. All right, turn over. So the Gemara says now, vi salka daitich. If you're going to tell me that kesevis hagase shomru yisera mikabetsa, that the size of a date is bigger than the size of an egg. And it doesn't make sense, Beishamai, then. That michti, let's see. Beishamai ashiure denofish mikazayas komahadri. Beishamai really is just looking for a bigger size than the size of the kazayas. In other words, we just got finished saying, the Torah says sor separately, and the Torah says chomet separately. So according to Beishamai, it means the size that yechai for sor is not the same size for chomet. Chomet needs a bigger size. So the first size we have is the kazayas. If you have the size worth of an olive, of sourdough in your house, yichayi by roi by motzei. Now the reason why the Torah said chomet separately is the teacher should not chayi for chomet unless you have a bigger size. Now what's the bigger size? It should just be the next size after a kezayis. Or was there a list mekebeitza? Now according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you're going to tell me your date is bigger than an egg, so it just should have said then after a kezayis comes an egg. Why does it say after a kezayis comes a kesevus, comes a date? So the chud is a riot to Rav Zvid, that a date is smaller than an egg. Therefore, it's very good for sor yichaya for the size of a kesevis, chaya for the size of a kezayis, size of an olive. And the next size after that is what yichaya for chametz, which is a kesevis, which is a date. And the Gemara says, Vinam, even if you want to tell me, ki adodi ninu, that no, maybe they're equal, maybe a date and an egg is equal, nisni kebeitza, still it's a kasha, it should have said according to Beishami an egg. Because everybody knows an egg is more usual to have an egg than a date. So how come it says lashon of a date? El olav shmamina, from here we have a clear raya, we have a proof that kesevis is pchusa mikabetsa, that the size of a date is smaller than the size of an egg. Therefore, the next size after an olive is the size of a date. So where it says no, mimai, what's the raya? Dilma liyadla meimaloch, kesevis hagasa shamru is yisera mikabetsa. Maybe when the Mishnah says the lashon of kesevis, hagasa, big date, maybe a big date taker is bigger than the size of an egg. But a normal size fig, a normal size date, maybe that's the same size of a beya. Even if you want to tell me they're equal, like not so shred the kashu yes before. Yes, if they're equal, let them set the size of an egg. No, we picked one of the two, you can pick the size of a date also. But maybe a normal date is the same size of an egg. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that now Mishnah Kesevis Hagasa is bigger than an egg, because there it means a big date. A big date taka is bigger than an egg. Mashenka, a normal date, maybe it's the same size of an egg. So from here we don't have any raya to Rav Zvid and Akasha and Rav Yehuda. So what's it, Elamihach? I'll bring you another raya to Rav Zvid, that the size of a Kesevis of a date is smaller than the size of an egg. There's a lock like this, Akama Mizamnin. How much bread do you have to eat in order to have a chiyuv to bench, or here we're talking about you have three people benching together, that they have to be mezamen, they have to make a zimun together. How much do they have to eat? Is ad kezayis, divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that midrabbanan, if you eat the size of the kezayis, an olive, size of bread of an olive, you have a chiyuv to bench, and if you have three people, you have to make a zimun together. We have Yehudu lying there, ad kebeitz. He has no biggest shear. You have to at least eat the amount of bread the size of an egg. Less than that, you don't have a chiyuv to bench. Now, but my kemiflugi, what's the machoikis? And so he speaks out of Vadrizoni machoikis in his shiur the rabbonin.
is avada midiraisa we all when the pasuk says v'yachalta v'sovata v'rachta. That means achilas sheish basviya midiraisa. That means you are full. In other words, you have to eat at least the size of four eggs. And some say mamish means the size of a big suda. Then you have to bench. Less than that, midiraisa you potter. Now here it's a machlokes from Meir Yer Yehuda midirabonin as an asmachta. How much do you have to eat to be mechayev to bench even midirabonin? So Rabbi Meir Sover Meir holds like this. The pasuk says v'yachalta zu achila. If you eat, you have to bench. What's called eating? A kazayis. Then the pasuk says v'savot, if you're full, zu shtiya. That's a diak for drinking. So v'yachila v'kazayis. And usually achila always means a kazayis. Therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, if you eat the size of an egg, of a size of a kazayis, of a olive, you have to bench. We have Yehuda Sova, no. The pasuk says v'yachalta v'savot. It tashens it together. That even with Rabbonin you need achila shiyesh basviya. You have to have an eating that satisfies you, at least somewhat. Not completely. Completely, that's a chiv midiraisa, that's the size of four beitzim. But what's called satisfy you a little bit to mekayim the chiv the Rabbonin? V'yeze zeke beitzim. That's the size of an egg. If you eat the size of an egg worth of bread, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to bench. Now, v'sagadaitach, if you want to tell me that kesevah sagasa shomru is yisera mekabetzon, that our Mishnah says if you eat the size of a big date, yichayiv on Yom Kippur, it means it's a bigger size than an egg, but if you only eat the size of an egg, you put the finger in Kippur, you're not chayiv koros, it's only yosas chatishir, how could that be? Hashto kebetza, sevu yemisva, daito lemesva. Again, hashto kebetza, sevu yemisva. Madri telling me now that eating the size of an egg, that satisfies you. That's called v'yachalta v'savotim and the rabbonim not called upon him yechayiv to bench. Of a daito lemesva, you want to tell me though for Yom Kippur, that there you don't have to be satisfied, you don't have to be filled up. There it's enough just to take away your pains, your hunger pains. You want to tell me eating the size of an egg alone is not enough to mechayiv you. That's not called mesva daito. How could that be? In other words, if you want to tell me like Yehuda, that the size of a kesevis of a date is bigger than an egg, so it comes out if you only eat the size of an egg, you put the midiraisa from Kuris. How could that be? Madar, if you eat the size of an egg, it satisfies you, it fills you up. So vad eating the size of a kesevis, madar, if you eating the size of an egg, that fills you up, so how could you tell me, on Yom Kippur, you potter? For sure it should take away your pains. Ed lalav shemamina, elamai, from here we have a good proof. That kosevah sagasa shomru. That our Mishnah says on Yom Kippur, yechayev koris, if you eat the size of a date, you should know pochus mikibetzon. Avad, it's a smaller size than an egg, like Rav Zvid says. So therefore, kibetzon misva. If you eat the size of an egg, that fools you up, midrabonin. That's called yechalte v'savati, you have to chiv to bench, even according to Rav Yehuda. Or because kosevah, if you only eat the size of a date, which is smaller than an egg, then misva daitin. Then that's enough to satisfy you, to take away your pain on Yom Kippur, so you're over Yechiyav Achiyav Koris, feeding on Yom Kippur. So it's a riot for a Zvid, and that's what we hold. We hold that a Kosevah, a date, is smaller than the size of an egg. Well, it's tiny, we learned like this. Rabbi Yoimer, Kol HaShi'urim